And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Republicans ended the new Congress's first day in disarray, failing to elect a party leader Kevin McCarthy as a new House Speaker. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
It was the first time in 100 years that a House Speaker nominee failed to win the gavel with his party in charge.
Is it the day I wanted to have? No.
McCarthy vowed to keep fighting, even as the GOP's most conservative members, like Chip Roy, pledged to end business as usual.
This is about the future of the country.
The House's immediate future, though, is in doubt. It can't fully form without a speaker. Number two House Republican Steve Scalise is urging Roy and others to drop their protest.
We all came here to get things done.
Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries says unless some reasonable Republicans step in,
they have no way out.
Even Jeffries got more votes for a speaker than McCarthy in the first two rounds. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russia says a death toll from Ukrainian New Year strike has risen as it blames its own troops. VOA's Joe Ramsey explains.
Moscow said Wednesday the number killed in the January 1st strike in Makiivka has risen from 63 to 89 after Russians gathered to mourn the troops in a rare public display of anger and grief. Russia said in the early hours of Wednesday that more bodies had been found under the rubble in the town in the Russian-controlled region of Donetsk. The defense ministry declared the tragedy had taken place because Russian troops had used cell phones, giving away their location to Ukrainian forces. Ukraine has taken responsibility for the strike and said the toll could be much higher. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
And South Korea maintains Seoul and Washington are discussing its involvement in U.S. nuclear management in the face of intensifying North Korean threats after President Biden denied the allies were discussing it. This is VOA News. The Chinese government has sharply criticized COVID-19 testing requirements being imposed on visitors from China and threatening countermeasures against countries involved. The foreign ministry spokesperson said at a daily briefing on Tuesday that China believes as the entry restrictions adopted by some countries targeting passengers from China lack scientific basis. But at a news conference, the European Commission spokesperson Tim McPhee says the European Center for Disease has presented a recent report on the COVID-19 outbreak in China.
They do say that the variants circulating in China are those that are already circulating in the EU. And so as such, they are not presenting new challenges for the immune response of EU citizens.
Countries including the U.S., U.K., India, Japan, and several European nations have announced tougher measures on travelers from China. Many are worried about a lack of data from China and fear that new variants may spread. The first regular shipment of liquefied natural gas has arrived in Germany as the country tries to steer its dependence for energy away from Russia. Details from AP correspondent Karen Shamas.
The tanker vessel Maria Energy arrived at the North Sea port of Wilhelmshaven, where the LNG will be converted back into gas at a floating terminal. Germany has rushed to find a replacement for Russian gas supplies following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The facility in Wilhelmshaven is one of several such terminals being put in place to help avert an energy supply shortage. Environmental campaigners have denounced the shipment, saying the government should not be importing fossil fuels, particularly those obtained through fracking. I'm Karen Chamas.
FDA and U.S. officials have finalized a rule change that broadens availability of abortion pills to many more pharmacies, including large chains and mail-order companies. The update Tuesday by the Food and Drug Administration formally removes a long-standing requirement that medicine be picked up in person. The Biden administration partially implemented that change last year. Tuesday's FDA action formally updates the drug's labeling to allow prescribing via any pharmacy that undergoes a certification process. Women can then receive the pills either in person or through the mail. Brazil said its final farewell to Pelé Tuesday, burying the legend who unified the bitterly divided country. The newly inaugurated president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, paid his respects at the stadium where Pelé played for most of his career. Pelé died last week at 82 and was laid to rest in Santos, the city where he became famous after moving there at the age of 15 to play for Santos FC. A funeral mass was held at the team's stadium before his black casket was driven through the streets of the Santos in a fire truck. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.